I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, Ukraine celebrates 25 years of independence from the Soviet Union. And while it seems like a good thing, not everybody's happy about it. Slavic Gospel Association's Bob Provo says Russia started escalating tensions days before the anniversary, and pro-Russian separatists not far behind.
That faction doesn't like the celebration of the 25th anniversary because it's showing strength for the separation from the Soviet Union. And so there can be some protesting, serious protesting going on.
So with war looming on the horizon, Ukraine's believers are doing good while it is day. Next week, Ukraine's hosting a massive missions forum. Let's pray together on this. Not the easy kind of prayer, but the kind that intercedes for the frontline warriors gearing up for a battle for hearts and minds. And have you ever wanted to head out onto the mission field, but thought you weren't really cut out from missionary cloth? Well, according to Rick Weston of Transworld Radio, you're not alone.
It's nice that these people can serve in ministry. How can God use my skills? Well, I'm here to tell you that he can, and we're looking for people like that.
From graphic designers to accountants to mechanics, anyone can play a role in missions.
If your skills are clerical, or mechanical, or whatever they happen to be, God can use it in ministry and in missions.
If you want to find out more about how you can get involved, Transworld Radio has a video series and will connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for a world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.